A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You're listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Charlie Baker.
And this is the H&J Daily with some of the best bits of this afternoon's show.
Mm.
Well, Justin Morehouse joined us. Very jovial Manchester United fan after last night's victory against Liverpool. So we spoke to him.
Yeah, he comedian. Answered the phone now they're winning.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that's the difference.
We had Celebrity Combination Lock, the quiz show that's sweeping the nation. We've been fighting them off, haven't we? TV offers.
They'll all be playing it, Paul.
But it's Talk Sports, and we're going to keep it here for you, so don't panic.
Tommy Walsh joined back us off. For that.
Tommy Walsh joined us today from Ground Force, of course. Had a few celebrity showbiz stories. We had a bit of a chat. The listeners got involved.
As always.
Got a bit puntastic. And well, I think that'll do. Here it all is. 8 minutes past one. Good afternoon, Charlie. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Charlie.
There it is. That's the way round.
I did it the other way round. Yeah, sorry, folks. Put in your second.
It's good night from him and it's good night from me. I mean, it's exactly the same. It's nice to see you, to see you nice.
Just, you've only got to put those backwards and the old world's out of kilter. That's the first time in all those years I've done it the other way round, which doesn't bode well, does it? Have you ever heard Mark Bosnich laugh?
No, I've never heard Mark.
Bosnich was on the bulletin there. He was on breakfast earlier on. And he's got the laugh of a pantomime. He laughs like Danny LaRue.
Does he?
There's one for the kids.
Oh, lovely.
But are you ready for
watch
this?
Watch it, mate.
This is Bozzy's laugh.
Sun's now setting, but just to keep you updated. So we can do a lot about a lot of things, but not much about the weather.
I'm astonished. You guys still playing cricket? Good laugh.
It's a good laugh, isn't it? Mother Kelly's doors. It's a great laugh, isn't it? Great. Is it Boo Panto?
It's like
he comes on and he says, "I will, Cinderella."
I had a game on my Commodore 64 in the 80s, Paul, called Castle of Terror.
Oh yeah,
you had to find like Dracula in a castle. Mm. That was the whole thing. And you had to go north, drink mead.
Oh yeah,
that was sort of go into pick up stone. Throw stone.
Wow.
That's
quite basic.
In the 80s. Very basic.
It's no Call of Duty by the sound of it. Yeah.
But that had a laugh. Wow.
Bit like Bozzy's.
Bit like Bozzy. Maybe he did it.
Yeah, it's a good
Maybe
laugh.
Maybe he did it.
I'll tell you what, if we're flagging a bit today and, you know, we need a bit of a lift. We just sling Bozzy's laugh in there.
Maybe if people want to give us a call and tell Mark Bosnich something, just to give him a little bit of a.
Yeah.
You know.
If you've got anything funny, they'll make Mark. Bosnich, if you think you've got something today that will make Mark Bosnich laugh, it could be an email, it could text, you could do
anything
it yourself.
You like. Exactly.
Talksport.com, text 81089, tweet TSH&J, and you can give us a call, 0371 722 3344. There's a touch of the Vincent Price in Bozzy's laugh, says Ed. I can see that.
Yeah,
there is, isn't it?
Like middle
a mouse
thriller,
of wax.
Yeah. Paul, I know this is probably first time this has been said on TalkSport today. Isn't the football exciting?
It is exciting.
Isn't it exciting? It's like there's 10 teams that are up for it, not just two.
No one saw that coming, apart from Annie Golson, who called exactly right.
Yeah, very good, isn't it?
I thought it'd be a draw last night. I didn't think Liverpool would win, but I wasn't quite expecting that.
No.
They were well off it, as we know, but they have got lots of players missing. We'll chat to Tony Evans, seasoned Liverpool fan, author and journalist later on.
Yeah.
I mean, nine players missing. We saw on the bench just how threadbare it was.
The bench was poor, wasn't it? I mean, when you thought they'll bring someone on and then they looked at it and you go, I mean, Carvalho looked good when he came on. I will say that.
Yeah,
he added a bit of energy, wasn't it?
But, you know, it was a fascinating game and Manchester United turned up and turned it on. But no one really should have been surprised they were going to come out of the traps quickly. That was pretty obvious.
Terrible night for Harry Maguire. Do you think, when you're in a cricket team and there's a little bit hoping person before you get us out quite quickly so you get a bat.
Oh yeah.
Is it like that if you're Harry Maguire hoping that
Well, not publicly. I don't think he'd sit there. He's a team
Varane
man.
Would be as bad as you.
He's the kind of captain of the team.
Yeah,
so do you think he's sitting there thinking, go and have a mare, Varane?
Do you think he'll be a bit disappointed about last night? Boys, I'm sure.
I don't know. It's a squad game. I'm sure the mentality is he's pleased the boys are doing well. Can he? We've just heard from Bozzy, haven't we? Not his laugh, his actual comments about football. He thinks they shouldn't change a winning team, and they probably won't. Why should they after last night?
But Liverpool, they looked tired, I thought. They looked tired and a little bit slow and just off
just,
it.
I think they just had a bad night. I
mean, look, Man United had a good night and they had a bad night.
Well, sometimes football can be as simple as that. Mm. We will be having a chat with Tony Evans, as we said. Justin Morehouse will be joining us as well. There's a beautiful bit of footage has emerged the last couple of days. How things have changed in the world of football. And it comes from a funny old game, an excellent Twitter feed, always worth following, throws up some great old footage. And it was 31 years ago, Carl Leeburn won man of the match for Charlton against Fulham in the League Cup, which is timely today.
31 years ago, was it?
Kids, before Carabao were the fine sponsors, we had all sorts of sponsors this tournament. It was at one time called the Milk Cup. Just milk. It promoted milk as an entity. It's not even the Water Cup, isn't it? But the Milk Marketing Board got right behind it. And Rumbelows, who are a well-known high street electrical retailer. Imagine Jeff Bezos with a shop. So that's people would go to the shops and they'd buy things, electrical items. They wouldn't just get thrown over a fence by a bloke in a white van. But Carl Leeburn is seen in a Rumbelows branch, I take it near Charlton's ground, picking up a telly. And it's not like, kids, it's not like tellies now, like sort of wafer thin little thing that you can carry under your 60-inch telly carry under your arm.
Big heavy box pull.
This is the old cathode ray. And cathode ray Houghton. And come and have your telly-based footballers.
Well, we'll take them.
No, he won't.
All right.
So and after it's been presented to Carl in the branch of Rumbelows by the manager, who's wearing short-sleeved shirt and tie, never a great look.
Bit of a coach driver look, that
It's a bit. He then wheels it out the branch on a trolley. And it's this massive box. And I'm thinking, there's no obvious sign of a car. All the Rumbelow staff are standing there. I mean, I'm taking it, Carl, he lived in Charlton. He probably lived out in Kent somewhere, where a lot of the footballers live. They play for Charlton. So he's got to get that a long way home.
And wheel that home. On that,
get
on
that through the
on
tunnel.
That sack trolley he's got.
So how am I supposed to get that home? If you've got any tales, like Lauren Hardy with the grandfather clock all those years ago, how am I supposed to get that home? Let's have some Carl Leeburn-inspired tales like that. Talksport.com, text 81089, tweet TSH and J. Bozzy sounds like the guy out of James Bond's Live and Let Die, says Andrew Ferguson. David May says, Bozzy actually laughs like the words, ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. He does.
Written down.
When you write down, ha-ha-ha-ha.
Like he's reading it.
Should we have one more? Should we do one more for the road?
Yeah.
Bozzy?
There we are.
It's quite literally H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A.
Jack's sent us a joke. Thanks, Jack. This is a joke for Mark Bosnich. And what's blue and not very heavy, Mark? Light blue.
Not sure that he deserved it, really.
Even Mark Bosnich would laugh at that.
That could have won the Dave Gag of the... gag of the year, couldn't it? Gag of the Friends.
Not getting involved, Paul. Not getting involved
in that conversation. Back off.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Let's reflect on last night. A new dawn or a forced dawn, let's ask. Manchester United fan, friend of the show, comedian Justin Morehouse. Hi, Justin.
Hey, Justin.
It's a new dawn, it's a new day, and I'm feeling good.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. Beautiful, even burst into
Edinburgh
song.
Too long.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm improvising this right here, right now. Me, a seagull, and piles of rubbish. The streets of Edinburgh.
Everybody was saying it would be a good time to play Manchester United, Justin, but maybe it was it was ultimately a good time to play Liverpool. You know, so many first-team players out, the bench, you know, not a lot of depth, nine players out. It was a good time to play them.
When you asked me to come on the show, I had to check. I thought, surely you want to speak to a Liverpool fan about the debacle that's gone on with their season. I looked at their bench yesterday. They had a player called Bobby Clark, and I thought, that's what you want, innit? A 1930s-style footballer on the bench. Never mind all these Carlos kicker balls. You want a Bobby Clark to come on.
Well, the bench was the problem, wasn't it? They looked weak.
They couldn't change a lot from it. Although, as you said, Carvalho did. But we should talk about, we were going to talk about Liverpool later on, but from a Manchester United point of view, they came out of the traps. They were at it. They caught Liverpool cold, all the things that we've seen. But it was an impressive performance, and players that haven't really stepped up, like Sancho with that lovely finish, and especially Rashford with that finish as well.
Yeah.
Did so on the night. So look, all the signs are good, but they've just got to maintain that now.
They seem to me, watching with my untrained eye, like they were pressing and pushing on, and the energy levels were very, very high. And they, I mean, I'm loath to call any player who's a legend such as Ronaldo, but you couldn't see him playing like that, could you? That's not his game, and that's not his fault. You know, that's what happens when you buy, you know, a 37-year-old player. That's, you know, if he doesn't fit in the system, then I hope that he finds something to do with his time. I'm not sure. Because genuinely, I don't think he's going to fit into that side. I don't think he's going to fit into the way we play. And I'd hate it to leave a bad taste in the mouth. But if he wants to go and play somewhere else, then so be it. Because the front, they look fluid. And, you know, this is, you know, City's success and Liverpool's success has been over the last few years with having sort of like a dynamism up front, hasn't it? With interchangeable players, you know, a fluid, not having a number nine. And I just thought, I think what people want more than anything when your team's down in the dumps is for someone just to pull, you know, the old boot, pull the socks up, tie the bootstraps, just everything to do with your footwear, really, isn't it? You know what I mean? Best foot forward.
That's it. Do your laces up, obviously.
I think also, I think the fans last night, they perhaps got the Ten Hag last night that they were promised. They'd been promised. He made his own decisions. He chose the players that he wanted to play in the style that he wants to play. And
passions are running high, yeah. Charlie, as well. And you know, we can't not talk about last night without talking about the tens of thousands of people who did protest, who did march to the ground. And, you know, those two things don't, you know, not necessarily separate. You know, when passions are that high about the ownership of the club and everything else, never forget, anybody who doesn't like the owners of the club doesn't necessarily not support the team on the pitch.
Yeah.
So that transfers, you know, there's a febrile atmosphere around some sections of the United sort of the fan base. I hate that word, but you know what I mean? There's that kind of, people are really angry about it at the moment. So good on them, and good on United, you say. Good on them putting in a performance. I watched it in a pub. You'll know this pub, Charlie. The Doctor's Pub, which is on the corner of near Burstall Square.
Yes, yeah.
And I forgot, obviously, that I wasn't in the pub in Manchester. And there was quite a few Scousers in there.
Oh, were there?
Including, I have to say, it's one of the best things I've ever seen. There was a couple of Jewish Liverpool fans.
Right.
And I knew they were Jewish because they were wearing a yarmulke.
Mm.
And the yarmulke was a Liverpool FC yarmulke. And I thought, that's pretty good.
Yeah, wow, yeah.
I quite like that, I guess.
So when they got that one back second half when they're all up in the air, well, you, I mean, look, it got a bit nervy. It was bound to.
Well, there's
it?
The one that was cleared off the line that nearly went in off James Milner's header, yeah. And then
I don't know if you saw my tweet. I took a photograph of my watch because my heart was doing 136 beats per minute.
Well, yeah.
You know, and that's not good for a man of my girth.
It felt big. It felt important. It felt like a line in the sand, didn't it?
Yeah. It really did, and I think there was a bit more sort of that's, you know, that kind of that indescribable stuff that, you know, the cojones or whatever you want to call it. And I think Ten Hag described it at the end, didn't he? You know, he mixed the words around, but he said exactly what he wanted to say. You know, they can play good football, but they also, you got to dig deep. You know, the skills can be there and everything else, but hard work, skills, and the luck comes your way sometimes. And they got lucky on a couple of occasions. But then again, Liverpool, you know, last 5 minutes, we could have scored two or three goals on the break, on the counter. And it was lovely to see. What a topsy-turvy season this is already.
Yeah, exactly.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
The story of the season so far, it's like a two-hour documentary and we're three games
it's
in.
It's brilliant. Do you think it's something to do with maybe teams are preparing differently because of the strange season that they're going to have?
I think teams are going at it. Yeah, I think they're really going for it to try and get safe.
They don't know what's going to happen after November. No one knows what state players will be in afterwards.
I'm sick of saying we're living in unprecedented times, but we really are, aren't we? I mean, because all time is unprecedented.
Yeah.
So non-starter.
What you can't do now is go to Southampton on Saturday lunchtime and stink the place out. Yeah. That would be, I mean, this is the thing.
1-0 Che Adams after 20 minutes.
Yeah, you know. I mean, this is something they have got to build on, you would think. And I would imagine they will put the same team out, the same first 11 out, if they're able to, next week.
Well, I can imagine, I imagine that there are teams, maybe, you know, Martial gets a chance to start the game because he's got a half a match under his belt. I just think, you know, you can't change a winning side, can you? That's the rule, isn't it?
Mm, absolutely. How's the show been going up there, Justin?
It's all right. You know what? Charlie will know this. We're now in that third week, which everyone describes as going, oh, it's the third week. I wish it was. It's not actually, because there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, it's all right. The third week.
Missing friends, missing family, missing my dogs. But looking forward to doing the shows. And the shows are good, you know, and I'm getting a lovely audience. Nearly, I'd say, 1 in 10 people who come to the show, as I do a thing which Charlie will know, we call it vicaring, where we shake the people's hands as they leave. Thank you for coming. About 1 in 10 will go, guess the attendance, how many were here today?
Oh, no, lovely, that's nice.
Oh, that's good to hear.
It's my number one thing, it's unbelievable.
Wow, it's nice, isn't it? And but in the week's time, Justin, you get to get that beautiful sleep, which is the sleep of the just, which is two...
Sleep of the Justin.
Two nights after Edinburgh when you've finished it. You go, I've done it. And people are listening to this going, what, he's done a whole month's work. Well done.
Yeah.
It's eating rubbish food and being away from your family and surrounded. And there's mentioned before, there's a bin strike on at the moment in Edinburgh.
Oh, yeah, I saw pictures of it.
It's like the end of days. Yeah. And then there's different factions of people. Comedians get together going, we'll do a litter pick. And then other comedians going, scab. Yeah. And there's more things to worry about. Oh. You know, I thought the absolute bottom of my Edinburgh experience was when once I was having a pee in a urinal and I looked down and one of my flyers was in the trough. And I was literally peeing on my own. But I saw it yesterday as a rat scurried across one of my posters. It was at the bottom of a bin. That's the hell.
Fantastic.
There we go. If you want a metaphor for how it's going, there you go.
There's four your focus, stars, the Scotsman.
There's your focus group. Fantastic, yeah.
Definitely.
So where can people see you in action?
I'm at the Hurley Balloon for another week now up at the Ed Fringe if you're coming up there. Show's at 7:30. It's good. I like it. And then I'm on the road, you know, fully from September. I'm here, there, and indeed everywhere.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Only Ian Danter has come through with "How Am I Supposed to Get That Home."
Oh yeah,
I went to the 1992 Kiss convention in London at the Astoria and won a Kiss pinball machine. Dance tells us no means of getting it home in the car. Well, you wouldn't, would you? It's a pinball. It's got an awkward
size.
Kiss pinball machine.
Big long tongue on it.
Yeah, I would imagine it would do. And I was off to a gig at Wembley that night. I had to borrow a truck and pick it up 2 weeks later. Still have it, he says. Unsurprisingly, the pinball, not the truck. I'd imagine that's worth a few quid, wouldn't it?
I thought so.
A Kiss-themed pinball machine.
Yeah. I wonder if he's good at it. I wonder if Dan's
good at it. That's Dan's pension, that is. Anyway, thank you, Dan, for that. How am I supposed to get that home? Tell us your stories. Hitachi Gemmel, says Aidan, the Arsenal fan. I really wish I'd not said cathode ray.
Jaden Sanyo. Cathode ray. Jaden Sanyo, Alan's at minimum. Thank you.
Dear.
Come on, they're good, Paul.
For goodness sake.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Sorry if I'm a bit tired, Paul. I don't know if you noticed I'm a bit tired.
Are you a bit tired, Charlie?
A couple of bad nights' sleep and a couple of reasons why, Paul.
Okay.
You know, I'm gluten intolerant. I've told you this before, gluten intolerant. Yeah. And I thought I'd test this out Saturday night.
Is that a good idea?
Well, I've never been...
to see if it's worn off?
It's not the way it tends to work. I've never been officially tested.
It was a passing fad.
Never been officially tested.
The doctor's not told
self-diagnosed, Paul.
What happens to you if you have a bit of gluten?
Well, let's find out, shall we?
Well, let's not, because otherwise I'll get a window open. Because I've got to know what the symptoms are.
I had a dark ale, and I thought, this tastes a bit like there's something. And then I looked, and there's wheat in it. I thought, I reckon I'll be fine. I've been feeling good.
Yeah.
Half an hour later, I was in bed, Paul. Absolute disaster. There's one night's
sleep. Would you get, like, stomach cramp? I know nothing of this.
I wish I'd not brought it up.
Yeah. Not at lunchtime.
My body emptied itself, Paul.
Well, okay. There was no real need to tell us
that. There's no sport.
There was a subtext that you really, I mean, you know, you didn't have to spell
I just wanted
it out.
To tell you if I sounded tired, this was why. And then last night, I've been talking to you about it.
Yeah.
Got right into the programme Only Murders in the Building.
Oh, yeah.
I'm on series two.
Oh, you've
really enjoyed.
Deep dive.
Walloped through series one. And I got right into it. But now, I was lying in bed last night, couldn't sleep, convinced we were being burgled every 2 minutes. Every single night, where
Watching
we live
that.
Now, right in the countryside I live now, it's very, very quiet. Too quiet,
okay.
Some would say. Paul.
Too quiet, yeah.
Too quiet. I thought it was just too quiet. And then every single creak.
That's probably your stomach.
from? After probably the dark what's keeping you.
Could hear this gurgling sound.
It was like that.
Yeah.
It was like that. And then I went downstairs a couple of times. Went downstairs in the nude.
Oh, okay. I used to think Andy gave a bit too much of himself. I mean, Andy Jacobs, the man who sat on national radio to say
Paul.
He once went out with one of his granddad's ex-girlfriends. That's not the kind of thing you live down, is it?
But I went downstairs and the noise was me son getting up to make a midnight snack.
And you're in the bath.
And he saw a bit more than he needed to. There we are. So he's learned that
fantastic
lesson.
Well, that's your family sitcom,
he's learned
Charlie.
That lesson. That's, what a nightmare.
That's right. The so pilot
if I seem
of your
tired, that's why, Paul. I do apologise.
And you couldn't go, what, your poor son, the trauma of seeing you in the buff.
Well, he's all right. He's all right. He'll be all right with it. Of Newcastle, so they've got loads of banners, Paul.
Newcastle got loads of what? They've got the big...
They seem to have a lot of banners.
They've always had a lot of banners.
Have they always had a lot of banners?
Yeah. That's the one that, like a novel. Goes right across the Gallagher, doesn't it?
It just feels like they've got this season more.
It's
banners.
A good ground. Have you been? You've been to St James's
Park? I've never been to St James's Park. Yeah, I've been to the Sid James's Park, which is the Exeter City St James's Park.
Oh, okay, the Sid James's Park. Yeah.
I've been there. Big game for them tonight in the Carabao. Yeah. But I'd love to go to St James's Park.
Yeah.
You've been, Paul,
a few times.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, I've watched Spurs and I watched England there. It's strange. We played Albania.
Yeah.
Norman Wisdom came on the pitch and took a couple of penalties.
Did
that
he?
That dates it. Yeah, I mean, this was early 2000s, I think, sort of around that sort of time. But anyway, yeah, there we are, another useless fact. Well, look, we don't want to talk too much about it because it could be potentially an ongoing court case. But as we've been hearing from Charlotte in the bulletin, the lady who was accused of having like 700 drinks by Nick Kyrgios at Wimbledon feels defamed and, is prepared to go through the courts.
I think someone's got in her ear, Paul.
No, all I'm saying, let's not talk about it because she's made her own decision.
Yeah, sure.
All we can say is, I mean, it's quite a difficult defence to say, well, look, you know, ultimately, no one could have 700. No one could have 700 drinks. And they say the expert witnesses call in Alan Brazil and Ray Parler. Well, you know, Ray, we could try, Ray.
Try 700.
We
you
could
say.
Try if Nick paid us enough. But of course not. I mean, you know. Anyway, look.
Good luck to her.
Let that work its way through the courts if it ever gets that far. But there's very few people that you could accuse. Of that.
Kevin Bridges in the paper today talking about how he changed his Scottish. He's got a very specific Scottish accent,
yeah.
Kevin Bridges. And some words, he does a very funny routine about trying to book for a film. Over a voice thing. Anyway, he says he used to...
And he can't understand what he's saying. Do you want screen? Oh, yes,
exactly.
I've heard him.
It's
a good bit,
really,
isn't it?
Good
funny.
Bit. Wonder if we can find the bit. Yeah. But anyway, he says when he was starting out in comedy, he used to ring English club promoters.
Yeah.
And they said, look, I can't understand you. How am my audience going to understand?
Yeah.
So he started doing it he does a very good English accent.
Oh, okay.
So he started do you have a phone voice, Paul? Do you ever
not
tell
really.
Not really, no, just yourself, always yourself.
Have you ever found yourself in that situation where you've got to change your accent to get understood?
You won't understand it at all, but I was in Cornwall. And I rang.
Yeah.
I rang to I wanted to go out on a fishing boat.
Mm.
And this bloke went, oh no, we're not really a day fishing sort of people. You don't sound like you really know what you're on about.
Yeah.
So I thought, I know what I'll do, I'll ring him back.
Yeah.
So I just put on a thicker accent. Like,
so what'd you come back
with? All right, mate, just really gave it full West Country corner, you know.
Yeah.
Still no.
Still no?
I think he worked out after about 10 seconds.
Was you doing an impression?
It was me.
The voice of them all, Charlie Baker.
Very bad.
Yes, we asked you, how am I supposed to get that home? Carl Lieben, the former Charlton player, won Man of the Match and when it was the Rumbelows Cup and was given a 21-inch TV, but... As we said, kids, it's the old cathode ray. It's big, fat telly, deep telly. You may not remember them. Not these little thin things you get now under your arm. And he had to get that home. They gave him a trolley and sent him out into the streets of, I don't know where it was, Blackheath or somewhere,
something like that,
to get it home. So this comes from Nick. He said, I won an absolutely enormous mirror at the Reading Beer Festival. It's a strange thing, isn't it? Who wants to give a massive mirror to somebody probably drunk who's been at a beer festival all day?
Who enters a competition at a beer festival to win a mirror?
I don't know. I'd had a few, he says. No, really, Nick. And the train journey home was like a Carry-On film, probably like The Plank. Jack Douglas and Eric Sykes.
Yeah, this
arsy granddad. So we're going to talk about with Tim Vickery later on.
Oh, yeah.
Saudi Arabia, we learned today in The Sun, are plotting to land another Winter World Cup. So they, if this one works and the quality of the football is good, there will be
it.
A clamour, you would think. If it's a good World Cup because the players aren't all flogged, there will, you know, they might be more open to the idea of doing something like this.
Maybe.
So, yeah, I mean, they're sort of saying now there could be this joint bid by Egypt, Greece, Turkey and Saudi. So not quite a tournament where you can get to every ground in 40 minutes like Qatar.
And then all the clubs will start to like the winter break, Paul, and that's how the winter break will come in.
And then you think that's how it's going
to like
work. But we'll talk to Tim about it and see how that's playing, what they're making of this Winter World Cup already in South America. If you've got any questions for Tim on South American players you've been linked with, we're going to be chatting about an awful lot of stuff today. There's plenty to get stuck into. And a lot of it feeding into the Premier League. We'll talk about Casemiro. Roberto Firmino just off it at the moment. We'll look at some of the reasons why. So there'll be plenty to talk about. But if you've been linked to South American players and you'd like to know more, get your questions in and we will put them to Tim Vickery a little bit later on. TalkSport.com, text 81089, tweet TSHNJ. I did say earlier on cathode ray Houghton, which is why we're getting stuff coming in like Tandy Cole.
That's lovely, isn't it? Tandy Cole. I love that one.
What else have we got here?
Daniel Amahitachi.
That's right, from
we'll
Rich.
Take that one.
Yeah. Mario Balotelli, but that doesn't really work.
That does. Balotelli, isn't it?
Yeah, but kind of.
It's a bit on the nose, but it's pretty good. Terry in Portsmouth says, if you think there is a burglar downstairs, never a good idea to go down naked. Why not? You've got to shock them, Terry, surely.
I'd be scared if Terry, if a naked man came running towards me. That's, yeah, I can see that.
You know, get out.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Harry from Manchester. It's a silent film in this, if he's ever thinking of doing it. I once bought a bowling ball from a charity shop for a tenner. The novelty quickly wore off after the third carrier bag split and I had to chase it down the street again. Charlie Chaplin would have liked this. I gave up and ended up taking it back to the same charity shop to re-donate it before getting the train home.
Yeah, the charity shop at the top of the hill.
Yeah, that's it. Definitely be at the top of the hill. Down the bottom it goes.
And rolling it back up.
Can't even take it. Not another carrier bag that's gone.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
On the Rumbelows Cup theme, this is of course, who was it? What was his name? Lieburn? Carl Lieburn?
Carl Lieburn, yeah. Charlton, yeah.
Lee Dixon's, they've gone for. Simon Sandhurst.
We've gone back down that route.
Lee Dixon's. Remember when people used to stand outside Lee Dixon's watching the football scores?
That's right, you used to, didn't you? That's right.
People standing outside Lee Dixon's.
Yeah, that's right. Or the other good place to go was, you can still do it, kind of the sort of big telly department at John Lewis.
Yeah,
but a shopping. Gang of people up there watching the tellies. Fantastic.
There we are.
Did you rent your telly, Charlie?
We did. As a student, rented a telly, Paul.
Rented the telly.
I've lived.
Oh, I can see that.
Rented a phone, Paul, once. Rented the,
rented your mobile.
No.
Did the landline.
Rented the landline. The actual handset for a while.
Did you
there.
Really?
as a student, and you realise you don't need to do that.
No, of course.
They're about $7.99.
Yeah.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Yes, it is Paul Hawksby and Charlie Baker here on Talk Sport. And one of the things you're telling us about today is, how am I supposed to get that home? This was the old lovely bit of footage emerged on social media. Funny old game at Twitter feed of Cole Lieben, the former Charlton player, winning a TV, a local branch of Rumblows, the former sponsors of the League Cup, the Carabao Cup as it is now. And he had to get this big old, an old style.
In a box on a sack trolley.
Yeah, that's right.
Up the high street.
Box on a trolley, had to take up the high street to get it home. It may have just been for the cameras, but he won a big old telly. How am I supposed to get that home? And a friend of the show, and indeed the station, Stuart Weir, journalist and author, has been in touch. He said, I was at a memorial event for his great friend, Colin McRae, the late great rally driver. He said, my mate won the door from a Ford Focus World Rally car. He then carried the door as we went on a night out, looking increasingly like Harry Redknapp conducting interviews through his car window at a golf day. Thank you, Stuart. Good
Imagine
story.
That. Just wind a window down. I can't hear
Would have been
him.
Doing all his Norman Collier impressions, wouldn't he, with a door winding up. I can't hear him, mate. I just wind the window
story.
Down. Yeah, yeah. We are looking to sign him, definitely. Kev's had a look at him. We're trying to bring him in through before the window closes. Anyway, Stuart, thanks very much for that. Tim Vickery joins us later on. But last week we kicked off a brand new quiz, didn't we?
It's, a new quiz.
They're all talking about it.
Huge success.
And it's
fettled it.
It's pretty straightforward. It relies on the services of a sport-loving celebrity, and we've got another one for you. It's time now for Celebrity Combination Lock.
Welcome to Celebrity Combination Lock with your hosts, Paul Hawksby and lock keeper Charlie Baker.
Yes, that's right.
Hello.
Celebrity Combination Lock. A fairly straightforward game that came about because, Charlie, of your son's bike.
My son's bike got a lock on it, combination lock on it.
Yeah.
Can't get it off. It's not locked to anything, it's locked to itself, but he doesn't want it flapping around as he... And of course he can't lock his bike up.
No.
We've both forgotten the combination.
Last week we went live to your garage via your missus.
Yeah.
And she... the guess was, because of the TalkSport frequency, from Anthony Costa from Blue, 1089.
It's not sustainable though, Paul, is it?
No.
From my house.
No, it's not sustainable.
Relying on my
your
wife to be in every week.
Your missus has got better things to do. So we found another way round it.
Yes.
We do have a combination lock with us, and it is the job of the celebrity to guess the four-digit combination. You're showing that to camera too, a bit lost on radio.
Okay.
And our celebrity today, we're delighted to say, star of Ground Force for many years, big West Ham fan, goalkeeper in his pomp, it is Tommy Walsh. Good afternoon, Tom.
Hey, Tommy.
Good afternoon, boys.
Well, you know what you've let yourself in for. It's pretty straightforward, but this is the first. We had a pilot last week. This is the first real one. I'm sure it'll go down a storm.
First
but
on the list.
Before we do that, though, we should talk a bit of West Ham. It's been a weird start, hasn't it? I mean, they're the only team in all four divisions not to have scored a goal yet.
It's been a horrendous start, and it's it seems to be the attitude of the team. Really, they seem. Because of the success, the relative success we had last year, they think they've just got to turn up and that's enough to win the game. But it's not. As Manchester United proved, you can very easily come unstuck if you don't, dig deep and pull up some extra from somewhere inside. And if you're just happy to roll the ball around, even if it means changing the style of play and being a bit more direct sometimes, And having two up front, we should have Antonio and the new Italian up front to give us a little bit of scoring power, and all the rest of the players need to wake up and realise that we've played three games and haven't scored and we've lost all three and we're bottom of the table.
I mean, you coped pretty well with Europa League last year, but the bit of a drop-off at the end. But, the Conference League, that can suck the life out of you. You saw a little bit of that. There was a bit of a hangover on Sunday, wasn't there, in that performance?
Yeah, but that actually is reflecting exactly what I'm trying to say. It's about they think they haven't got... They tail off because they don't keep the effort going for the full 90,
Yeah.
It seems as if... I don't know, they seem to be slightly disinterested.
Strange, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really strange after the performance last year. I think because we thought we were going to struggle at the beginning of last season, and then we turned it around and we actually, you know, did rather well, particularly for West Ham by the end of the season. But we did drop off a little bit at the end, you know, and I think it's due with not digging deep enough. And Moise, he likes his players to graft hard. So I don't know how he's finding it. I shouldn't think he's a very happy man at the moment.
No.
I wouldn't like to be in that dressing room on the wrong end of his on the wrong end of his tongue.
The you played a lot of celebrity football over the years, Tommy, as well as a goalkeeper. Do you any great celebs you came up against? Any good players?
Yeah, I came up against quite a few good players, as it happens. One in particular who always tried to score against me played up front, and he went out with my youngest sister.
Oh, right.
Back in the day. And I'm just trying to think of his name. He always plays the villain. And
always plays a villain.
Always plays.
Yeah,
well,
always
man.
Plays a hard.
Man. Need, oh,
we're gonna have to. We're gonna have to.
Ray.
Oh, Ray Winston.
Ray Winston.
Ray Winston.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, blimey.
He's always tried to score against me in loads and loads of games, celebrity games, and I make that extra effort.
Yeah,
to make sure he's done, just chipping it round the post, and I suppose we've played together on and off for 10 years, and he never scored, and he ain't going to play no more, even though I still play occasionally.
You don't want it. You don't want somebody coming at you with a sock full of billiard balls and a one on one there. Who's saying who's the daddy now?
No, actually, in his autobiography, he wrote about when he knocked on my door. I tried to come in for a cup of coffee, and I shouted out the window at him from the top of the house and chased him down the road.
Ray coming in here. Well, he does listen to TalkSport, Ray. Maybe listening to this today.
Wonder if he likes combination locks.
Now,
we'll
here we go.
Out.
Let's find out.
Let's find out.
Let's play celebrity combination lock. It's pretty straightforward, Tom. Many a site you've had to lock up at night, I think, over the years.
Yeah.
And somebody forgets the combo lock.
Yeah.
So we need four. I mean, this is not it's not a Hitchcock film. It's not really tension music. But
it's all work in progress, Paul.
It's all work in progress. We'll hone it over a course of 3 or 4 years. So we're going to ask you to guess the four digits, and then we will
trying
see.
To get out of a cupboard, this music.
It will be.
The key. Do I have to put them in the right order or not?
Well, give us the number, and then we'll tell you if you got any of the numbers right.
Okay, so Tom, let's have four numbers from you that could be. Let's see if you can open the celebrity combination lock. Give us the four numbers.
2946.
2946.
Is that just random? Is that have any? It's not your PIN number, is it?
No, it's not.
Okay.
I did think about my PIN number, but no, it's not.
Okay.
It's too risky, that.
Yeah, it certainly is.
Okay, let's ask the voice of the lock what the numbers were. Have we got those?
Just remind ourselves, yeah.
2946.
Yeah.
4 6.
Okay,
let's go.
Yeah, okay.
946. Let's try it. Go on, Charlie. Here we go.
Putting the numbers in. 2.
Yeah.
That's 2 in.
Yeah, okay.
9 in. 4 in.
Yeah.
6. Imagine if he gets it first one.
Here we
go. It's
going
to be unbelievable, isn't it? 2946 is in.
Is the lock opening?
The lock is not open,
the lock
Paul.
Is not opening.
Sorry, Tommy. The lock is
cool.
Locked
I was gonna
shut.
Go around a corner shop.
Yeah.
And have about 100 lottery tickets. But now
yeah.
I think
that'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
Just take a hacksaw or two if it goes on for much longer.
Let's ask the lock, how many numbers did Tommy get of the correct numbers?
Let's find out the voice of the lock.
1.
Oh,
one
Tommy.
Number.
Only one.
So either
25%.
Either 2946. One of those numbers was there. So any celebrities listening, Ainsley Harriott, Sue Pollard, John Ketley, just remember these 2946 because they're the numbers.
One of those numbers is correct.
That's right.
Tom,
thank you,
Tommy.
What are you up to at the moment? You busy?
Oh, really? I'm busier than I've ever been.
Good.
I've been doing this game for 27 years, and I'm doing Homes Under the Hammer on a regular basis.
Lovely.
I've been doing it for 2 years.
Brilliant.
And I'm doing a new series for the BBC called Clean It and Fix It. We did it last year, a new series, and this year they've confirmed they want us to do 3 series, so another 45 programmes this year as well.
Fantastic. Good to hear.
Lovely.
Lovely to talk. Lovely.
It's life in the old dog yet.
Ah, good man, Tommy. Good man.
Well, Steve, keep chasing Ray Winston away from the front door, and we'll catch up with you soon, Tommy. All the best.
Cheers, boys. Lovely to talk to you. I'm glad you're all well.
There we are. Yeah, Tommy nice Walsh. Tommy Walsh.
2946. One of the numbers was correct.
One of those numbers.
It goes on to next week.
Correct. All I will say is that earlier on, just for a bit of fun, I tried to guess the numbers and I got three of them right. Three of them.
We're trying for Maureen from driving school next week, or, you know,
Jeremy Spake.
Jeremy Spake.
I can't Spake. I can't Spake from can't airport. Spake. We're after him. Anyway, so if you're a celebrity.
Yes.
Sit by the phone. It could ring at any time, and it could be you next time after Anthony Costa from Blue and Tommy Walsh from Grand Forks playing another thrilling instalment of Celebrity Combination Lock.
Join us same time next week for more Celebrity Combination Lock.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Eric Ten Hag apparently has a reputation of being a very good dancer.
Does he?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have got it from that.
No. He took lessons as a child at the Dwars Dance School. D-W-A-R-S, the Dwars Dance School.
Wouldn't have got it from that either.
There used to be a place, there used to be a dance school opposite Walthamstow Underground Station.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't remember it was, sorry, let's call it, you know, call it Eileen So-and-so's Dance School. But the tagline was, walk in, dance out.
Oh, lovely.
That's what they said.
That lovely, yeah.
But I always thought, what if you were the postman who delivered there every day? Brought a real pressure on you, didn't it?
Really
bin,
did.
Or the bin men.
Do it. Come on.
So
do
anyway,
it. Do
who knows? Step. Next time you look at Eric Ten Hag, just imagine him at the Dwars Dance School doing his Paso Doble.
I can see it.
Well, see, if it doesn't work out at United, Strictly's done, isn't it?
Exactly.
In his playing career, this would have been for 30 quid, but yeah. In his playing career, he was a defender and as a youth was inspired by the legendary Dutch player and manager Johan Cruyff.
See, I might have got it from there.
Yeah.
You know.
He once told his idol not to shout at young players because it can demotivate them. I wonder how that went down. Because
I'm interested that I got it straight away from a question that was nothing to do with football or sport.
It's interesting. Exactly. Which is your mark, Charlie. Before moving to his current club, he managed Ajax, took them to the UEFA Champions League semi-final, where they lost to Tottenham in dramatic fashion, which is about as good as it got for us. He's just celebrating his team's first win of the season with goals from Jadon Sancho and Marcus Rashford. If you got to a tenner, Charlie, that would have been the question and given it away, effectively.
Yeah, but I got it on 50, them. Didn't I, Paul?
Well done.
Paddy's pick. I love Paddy's pick.
Yeah,
right into it.
You're a big
it.
Fan now.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Do you know, I said in passing yesterday to Andy, we were chatting about the potential of an Usyk fight with Tyson Fury.
Yes, lovely.
And I said, they're talking about duffer. December, and I said, the night before the World Cup final.
What a weekend.
And apparently, that's getting aired, and nothing to do with me, that's what they were thinking anyway, because of course, it you know, it steals a bit of limelight from Qatar, doesn't it?
It does.
So the night before they've got their big prestige event, the World Cup final, they'll stage the unification fight in the heavyweight division.
I mean, what a weekend that could be.
Bro. Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant.
England in a World Cup final on the Sunday.
Yeah.
and the big fight on the... I mean...
I would like to see it. I mean...
Tyson went into overdrive. As you can imagine, you can never imagine Tyson Fury tweeting seconds after watching a fight between Alexander Usyk and Anthony Joshua and saying, they're both great fighters. I couldn't beat either of them. But he went double dosser.
He did.
He said... that's right, where's it gone? Send me in and I'll relieve the Ukrainian dosser of his belt, like I did the last Ukrainian dosser. I
wonder if he's copyrighted dosser, Paul. You know how Let's Get Ready to Rumble is copyrighted, makes money from it.
Yeah, because you probably Michael find Buffer. the papers will have this thing. It says the full range of things that he can put the word dosser on, like umbrellas and golf balls and
things.
Stuff.
Lovely,
but greetings cards will be good, wouldn't it?
Happy birthday, you dosser.
Have you got that card?
I go into a strange sort of... I can't do his voice. Hard accent to do, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hard impression to do.
Oh, okay. Well,
I can't do it. I mean, you're obviously excellent at it, Paul.
I'm not.
I wasn't saying...
I'm not, Charlie.
That felt like I was really throwing shade on your impression there.
Very few
it
people,
is a hard impression to do, Paul. You're absolutely
people,
right.
Very few people should do it, neither should they try. But, that would be nice. Happy anniversary, you dosser.
Yeah,
it'd be
lovely.
Good, wouldn't it?
Think it would go down well or not?
Yeah, it'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You're 50, you dosser.
Is there anything more depressing, Paul? Torquay let one in on Saturday after 2 minutes.
Yeah.
It's just, and then we lost 1-0. That's the worst way.
Yeah. The early goal and you don't reply.
That is the worst way to lose.
Because almost certainly
match.
Your fans would have been saying, oh, still plenty of time.
Plenty of time. They've scored two early.
We still got over 90 minutes with injury time to get back into this. And then you don't score.
Just, Nothing. That is the worst. I think that is one of the worst ways to lose a football match. Absolutely terrible.
That's very true.
There we are. Maidstone away next week will be absolutely fine.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
There we are. That was this afternoon's show. I'll be back tomorrow with Andy. Charlie, you'll return on Thursday.
See you Thursday,
for the birthday spread.
Magic, yeah.
Brilliant.
Going to win this week.
Good. Excellent. Look forward to it. So there we are. Thanks for listening. If you can join us from one tomorrow, myself and Andy, that would be great. If not, the podcast will be available.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right, because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1, only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.